Benishchai, Parshas Hazinu. So Benishchai says as follows: Hashem Badad Yencheno. Hashem is Manhig Klal Yisrael. This is how Rashi explains: is Manhig Klal Yisrael, beBitcha, with Bitachon. And so Rashi says with Bitachon, he was Noheg with them. He was Manhig them in the Midbar. Ve'en imo El Necha. And there's not chas v'shalom with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no other anhaga. There's no other anhaga like a Kodesh Baruch Hu has the koach to be manhig klal Yisrael. Nearly b'siyata d'shmaya says the Ben Ish Chai, it seems to me with the help of heaven. Da amru rabotenu zichrono levracha atida Eretz Yisrael. In the future, Eretz Israel, this is Gemara and Shabbos, Taf Lamed, Shetotzi Gluskaot V'Kli Milat. Gluskaot means like bread and gadim and clothes. Nimsa'ata, we find, Nata Ha'adam Torech Ba'achila. Now a person has to be Torech, be involved in making his food, you know, from the wheat to make the bread. Lachrosh, to plow, v'lizra, to sow, v'lashkot, to water, v'liktso, to reapen, l'dush, to thresh, l'tchon, to grind, lalush, to knead, v'lefot, and to bake. Ad sh'tihye gluska lefanav, until this bread will be in front of him until he makes bread. Ach latid, in the future, totzi Eretz Yisrael gluska shlema. In Eretz Yisrael, there'll be trees that from it will come gluska shlema, like there was by Adam Arishon before the Chet. V'yitlosh v'yochal, and the person will take it and eat it. It'll be ready. V'ken ata hadam yageya b'ksut. The person has to be involved in making his clothing. Hen bebigdei pishtan, whether it's with pishtan, with flax. Hen bebigdei meshi, whether with silk. Lasot kama malachot, to make, do so many works, ad sheyeh beged arug lefanav, until the beged will be sown or weed in front of him. Ula'atid totzi ha'aretz kli milat, and in the future, Eretz Yisrael will produce Kli Milat, will produce Begadim already made, Shem Begadim Arugim. So these are clothes which are already woven. Shadam Tolesh Umitkaseh Behem. The person just plucks it off and dresses up with them. V'or Amru Rabotein Zichron Avracha Be'inyin Shtia, with regards to drinking. Im Rotzeh Lishtot Yayin, if he wants to drink wine, Tzarech Lasot Kama Malachot, do so many Malachas Ad Shimsa Hayayin Lishtot, until he have wine to drink. V'atid, in the future, yavi anava achat, he'll bring one big grape, gdola, kechavit, like a big barrel, gdola, u'minicha bezavit beton, leave it the side of his house, v'nokevota, make a hole in it, u'motzi yayin mitocha, and he'll take yayin from this anav, this giant anav, v'shote, b'chol et shirte, anytime he wants. The benefit in the future, tidme lanat hatinok, will be similar to the hana of a child, of a baby. Sheyesh lo min dadei imo, that he has sustenance from his mother. Shehadadim notnim lo chalav, that the chest of the mother is giving him milk. Sheyesh bo tam v'koach, has taste and strength for the child. Shel kol ha'machalim, all the foods. Sha'em ochelet, whatever the mother eats. Ve'en atino toreach lasig hanato bezot, and the child doesn't have to be toreach, doesn't have to be involved in getting his benefits, his needs. Ela kol pam sheyirtzeh linok, any time the child needs his benefits, needs his needs. Manachat lo imo hadad b'fiv, his mother feeds him, v'yonek chalav, and he drinks milk. Shekol koach ha-ma'achalim she'achla. All the strength, all the potency of the food that the mother ate. Yeshnam bo is in her milk. V'ze she'ama Hashem badad yanchenu. That what it says, Hashem badad, loshen dad, yanchenu. Kri ba badad, b'shva, badad, with his dadim. Tachat ha-bed, not badad, or era badad. With his dad, dad means his chest. Kadesh tia ot bet ot hashimush, will be ot bet with. Ve'ika teva dad, and the main word is dad. Kloma, dugmat hanash tia mina dad. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will manhi klal Yisrael, bedad kiviyachol. Kiviyachol, the hanhog of a klal Yisrael to klal Yisrael will be, they'll have instant hana, like a mother feeding the child. Votos man, any more el necha. Ki itkayem mash ama katuv. Vet ruach hatuma avir min haaretz. I will remove the spirit of impurity from the land. I.e. el necha, the Avodah Zorah, the Tumah that represents an Avodah Zorah, the Nochri, the Goy, which represents Avodah Zorah, Inami. Yeah? So there'll be a place, the Yetzirah will be Nifsak from Klal Yisrael, we'll reach to the stage where we metak in the Ched of Adam Rishon, and we'll go back to Gan Eden, i.e. our Kesha with the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be a Kesha of complete connection, and all our needs will be supplemented or given straight away, like the child with the mother. Inami badad. Remez la Torah. It's a hint to the Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah, the oral law. Shiesh ba shmone dargim. There are 8 levels. Shehem arba va'arba. 4 on top of 4. Dehainu. Kasher upasul. Kosher and something which is pasul. The opposite. Tameh v'tahob. Impure and pure. Chai v'zakai. Obligated and meritable. Osur v'muta. Forbidden and permitted. V'lechen nikrat dad. It's called dad. Ay dad is 2 dalad. Dalad and another dalad. Yeah, which is 8. O yuvan dad. Ay badad yincheno. Torah will be mana. Kodesh Baruch will be manhigas. And Torah Shabbat Peh with these 8 hanhogas of kasher v'pasul, etc. Or dad, remez, the shnei daltin, 2 dalads, shashem shakai, of the name shakai, v'shem adni, right, and the shem adni, shenifgamu b'chet, shechti hanachash et chava. Those 2 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were nifgam, were blemished, because of the chet, that the nachash caused the chava. Kamo shekatvu ha-mekubalim b'pasuk, ha-nachash hisiani. The nachash, right? Hisiani means he caused me to do the avera. Rashi says, married me, because there was a chibur between the nachash and chava. Shinisha shai va'ani. Hisiani is loshen shai, shinyud va'ani. Yeah? Va'alem remez ha-katuv. There's a hint in the pasuk, lishkod al daltotai yom yom. To be, a person should be shoked, should be continually going on the dlatot of the Beit HaKnesset, the Beit HaMedrash, yom yom, to learn and to daven. Ulatid yituknu v'yishalmu, v'yushlamu, it will be fixed and be complete. Va'az b'shleimut hadad, with the shleimut of these 2 dalets, right, daltotai, Ken Haniska Yanchenu liYisrael. In other words, the 2 dalets. What are these 2 dalets? I.e., the hanhaga of Klal Yisrael will be lishkor on these 2 daltotai, these 2 dalets, yom yom. I.e., tefillah and Torah. They'll be shoked. They'll be continually learning and davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu and praying. Va'az any more el necha, and then we will reach the level that it won't be us. Shum necha, shum avodah zara, shum tuma from the akum. Klal Yisrael will be free of his yetzer hara, because Klal Yisrael will be on the level of Torah and tefillah. Torah is the level of Chochmah and Tefillah is the level of Bina. When Klal Yisrael gets to the level, such a level of Chochmah and Bina, like the Arizal says, Nifsak Mehem Yetzara. The Rambam also says, when a person's on the level, he doesn't live in the Olam Adimyan, Ein Yetzara. It's the same concept. Dad Remez L'Sukkah. There's another concept, that Dad is a hint to the Sukkah. Shehi Mispa Havaya Adni. Right? The Gematria of Sukkah is the Gematria of Havaya Adni, like the Pizmon we say. Yeah? Sukkah, say Samach, yeah? Samach Hey, and you take Nun and Yud is Samach, right? And the Aleph Dalet is Hey, so that's the Samach Hey. Havaya is 26. The Kaf and the Vav of Sukkah is Kaf Vav, that's the Havaya. Shem Kaf Vav, Hey Samach, Otiot Sukkah with the Vav. V'kol Shem Hu Arba Otiot. And each of these Shemas, Havaya Adni, is Arba Otiot. Ubezeh Hadad, 4 and 4. The Dad represents the Havaya, the 4 letters of Havaya, and the 4 letters of Adni. Shehu HaSukkah. That's the Sukkah in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us. Yanchenu Yisrael Davka. I will be in the Sukkah Kivyochar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Leman Yudu Dorotechen Kibo Sukkah Toshavti Bnei Yisrael. Will be the Ananei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will be like the in the Rechem of Imo. Like the womb of a mother. Will be Tachat Kanfei Ashchina. Ki Rak Yisrael Yismach B'Tzel Sukkato. Only Klal Yisrael will have the Daga of being Sameach, of being enjoy in the cell, in the protection of the Sukkah. B'Pnei Shasukkah Hi Sod O HaMakif. The Sukkah represents the O HaMakif, the light which is surrounds the Jewish people. It's O HaMakif Shel Ima, in the Pizmonim of the Sfadim, yeah? The Ben Ish Chai writes, yeah? The in Loshen Chachamim. O Sukkah, there's like in the Makif of Chesed on the first day, which is Avram. All the Sheva Ushpizin is the Makif of the Sukkah, the O HaMakif of Ima, which is like an aim. That's why the Sukkah represents the protection of Klal Yisrael. That's why when you... Yeah, it's a Rechem. Like, it's a protection. He protects us. The Ananei HaKavod. So the Sukkah is what we have of the concept of the Ananei HaKavod. That's why we have a Halacha. We say, Zeichel Ananei HaKavod. You have to say Zeichel Ananei HaKavod when you go into a Sukkah. Some, the Bach holds the Lechatchila, the Bishop of Paskins, Lechatchila, Mitzvah Min HaMuvcha. Some poskim hold it, B'dievet, you're not Yotzei Sukkah. Yeah. Lahalach, it's only Mitzvah Min HaMuvcha. Ve'en yinika me'o ha-makif ele Yisrael. There's no yinika, there's no one can get the hashpa of the o ha-makif. Only Klal Yisrael. Only Klal Yisrael have the dagger to be nene miziv ashkino of Oa Makif of Sukkah. Masha'en ken umat ha'olam. Umat ha'olam not shaykh to this, not relevant to this. Ve'en imo el necha. That's the pasuk. Ein imo el necha. I.e., the concept of, this is saying the pasuk, Hashem badad yencheno, Kodesh Baruch Hu with manhigas, with badad, the 2 dalads of Shem Havaya, Shem Adni, which represents Sukkah, and that O HaMakif is not shaykh to Umat HaOlam. It's not shaykh. Ein imo el necha. It's not relevant to Umat HaOlam. She'en haklipot yonkim mi'oze. There's no... The klipot, the ra, can't be yonik from such a higher O. It's complete protection for Klal Yisrael. Besod v'nachash haya arum. The nachash was arum. It was completely naked. In other words, he was... What do you mean, arum? Here it means he was removed from this Oa Makif. He was not relevant, not shaykh to this Oa Makif. He was naked in comparison, in terms of reaching any shaykhus to this, or relevance to this Oa Makif of Sukkah. V'lekach nagu l'sakach ba'anfe'ilam. The minhag is to do an halacha. You have to be sochech. You have to put a schach anfe'ilan. Vipnei ki ilan ole mispasuka. Ilan has the same gematria as sukkah. Right? You see, the lamed and yud is 40, and the nun is 50. That's 101. And that's sukkah. Sukkah is 65, right? And 21, which is 101. Yeah, ilan is 91 as well. Sukkah is 91 and ilan is 91, sorry. V'lachen, anfe ilan hem mitzvah min amuvcha. Anfe ilan, it's a mitzvah min amuvcha to put on a sukkah. Where the minag is to put anafim shodekel, like we do in Eretz Israel as well. We put anfe dekel. Tzadik, why? As a remez, tzadik ketama yifrach. A tzadik will be poreach, will grow like a tama. So we see the anfe dekel represents this concept of a tzadik, that he'll be poreach in the oha makif of the sukkah. Bezad Hashem. So, the Trumat HaDeshen, we bring this halacha, that even a person who's not Noheg, Pat Yisrael, throughout the whole year, Asarat Yimei Tshuva, there's a special kirva, there's a special closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person has to be Noheg on a higher level. It's like, you know, you don't eat all types of food the whole year. You eat simple food. When the king comes to your house, you bring out all the special food. You don't normally eat that food, but the king's in your home. So when the king comes to your house, you have special food. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us, he's closer. There's a special kirva. So when there's a special kirva, we elevate ourselves to a higher level. So even a person who's noheg to eat Pat Yisrael, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, during the 10 days of tshuva, He uplifts himself and he only eats Pat Yisrael. That's the minhag. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And it's the same thing with everything. It's also brought down that a person should, his tefillah should be a higher level. Everything should be a higher level in our service. Because it's just simple. Kodesh Baruch Hu is here with us. You understand? Chalav Yisrael is more chamur than Pat Yisrael. And therefore, Pat Yisrael, most of Klal Yisrael weren't nohig heta. Right? Because it's a staple diet. So for Asar Shemei Tshuva, we are man. But Chalav Yisrael, most of Klal Yisrael are knowing Chalav Yisrael. Even in America, you're not making on Chalav Yisrael. Just Rav Moshe has a tshuva. You can't be making on Chalav Yisrael. You have to have Chalav Yisrael. There's no heta not to have Chalav Yisrael. Just Rav Moshe's matir, he says that the authorities, you know, the law shows, that's like Shomer milk. That's like Chalav Yisrael. So he paskins that it's Chalav Yisrael, but there's no heta not to have Chalav Yisrael. Pat Yisrael, there's a heta. Because it's staple diet. You understand? We should all be zoche to be on a higher level on Asaras Mei Tshuva, and to keep some of that level for the rest of the year, Bezar Hashem.